On our minds, of course, violent crimes. It's been a problem around the country, spiking here in Chicago and elsewhere. And with us to talk for a couple of minutes about what we can do about all this is John Lausch, United States Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois. And he also served in the narcotics and gang section for several years and helped lead the district's anti-gang and Project Safe Neighborhoods program. John, I don't know where to start. Is it guns, the courts? Pandemic-related hardships. What's causing this spike here and elsewhere?
Well, there's a lot. First of all, thanks for having me this morning. There's a lot going on. I think the one thing, and the way I would probably describe it best when we talk about the violence that we see in the city of Chicago and elsewhere in the country, but in particular the city of Chicago, we have offenders that are emboldened. And they're emboldened. They're not afraid to carry guns and not afraid to use those guns in order to resolve disputes, some of which relate to, you know, business, legal business. Other disputes can be petty disputes, you know, things over, you know, a perceived slight, something on social media, you know. But that's I think what we've really seen over the last year and a half are people just being clearly emboldened, you know. And I think one of the reasons for that is they're not afraid of the consequences.
Yeah, I keep hearing about offenders getting back on the street right away. And what do we do about that?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things in the federal system here, you know, we take a real hard look at when we're arresting somebody for a crime, for a violent crime or a firearms offense, as to whether or not they're an ongoing danger to the community. And we will seek their detention. And that's kind of built into the bail laws, you know, here federally. And frankly, I think it's built into some of the state laws as well, that you can ask for people to be detained pretrial if they are a danger to the community. And one of the benefits that we have on the federal side there is we are able to get some time to actually really do an analysis of that particular individual offender. You know, we weigh in as the prosecutor, the defense lawyer weighs in, you know, a pretrial services officer, which is arm of the court, they weigh in. And, you know, and the judge ultimately decides, you know, is this person an ongoing danger? And if they are, then they can be detained pretrial. You know, so having a pretty thoughtful process like that, I think, allows us, you know, to land in the right spot. I mean, you know, as far as, you know, people who should receive bail and you know, be out pending their trial are out under certain conditions that can assure the safety of others, or you know, they're detained.
You've been involved in Project Safe Neighborhoods. What is that exactly? How does it work?
So Project Safe Neighborhoods has been the Department of Justice's, you know, anti-violence initiative for really kind of decades now, and it's changed, you know, a bit over time, but really there's three prongs to it. One is an enforcement prong, targeted enforcement of, you know, essentially the worst of the worst offenders. And one of the ways that we have one of the tools we've used have been firearms offenses federally for that. But then second, we also look at how can we help individuals who are reentering the community after committing crimes? And then also, how can we try and prevent crime as well? And that involves certain outreach to people that are on parole in order to really convince them not to commit gun crimes.
Are most of the guns around here coming from other states?
So that's a good question, and I think the short answer is no. Most of the firearms are actually, they're coming from Illinois, and by that I'm talking about the firearms that are actually kind of recovered in the city of Chicago. And as you know, and certainly have read, the number is overwhelming. It was over 10,000 last year, and we're well on our way this year to having the same number. That said, what we do see is we do see a significant number of firearms, and in particular in connection with crimes, you know, so crime guns that not only come from Illinois, but also come from other states in northern Indiana in particular. And again, that's not particularly surprising because, you know, northwest Indiana, I mean, is a close suburb of Chicago. And so, you know, I think basically where we see most of the, you know, kind of guns in Chicago coming from that are involved in offenses are, you know, northwest Indiana or, frankly, the western suburbs of Chicago.
When you were hearing about some of these violent crimes in all areas of the city, as we have been lately, and also carjackings, it's not just gang related anymore, is it?
The key thing there was what do we mean by gang related? I think a lot of it is it does involve people who are acting in groups in a concerted way in order to commit crimes, and whether it's part of an established gang or more of a loosely affiliated clique, we are still seeing that concerted activity. But to your point, we are seeing it across the city of Chicago, and that's one of the reasons why we focused pretty significantly on carjacking here, working with our partners in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, but also the Chicago Police Department and the FBI and other partners, to do what we can to hold people accountable. I mean, just this past week, we charged an individual with carjacking and related firearms offenses, including using a gun to kill the victim of the crime. It was a Uber driver, and so we need to make the consequences very apparent to people, because it is not that's a very serious crime, which not only just the physical harm to people, but the kind of emotional and mental harm to people being concerned about getting in their cars, right?
Yep, it's a multi-pronged problem, and there's not just one solution. So glad we're talking about all these things.
Right.
We got to get going and do something. Our thanks to U.S. State Attorney John Lausch. Appreciate it, John. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.